In this bulletin, the federal government announces a health support package for New South Wales, another 112 locally acquired COVID-19 infections detected in the state, and in sport, racist abuse condemned after England loses the European Championship final to Italy. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced a health support package for New South Wales as the state battles a significant COVID-19 outbreak. Supplies from the national medical stockpile will be sent to health practices, hospitals and GPs across Greater Sydney to assist with infection control measures. They include 1 million surgical masks, 1 million N95 masks, 250 pairs of gloves, 250,000 gowns and 250,000 goggles. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says discussions for an economic and mental health support package are also in their final stages.
The Prime Minister and the Premier have been in constant engagement, and I know we met yesterday as a contact group with the Prime Minister to discuss arrangements. Those arrangements were taken forward today, and it's expected to be completed with New South Wales in the very near future.
Another 112 locally acquired COVID-19 infections have been detected in New South Wales. At least 46 of the new cases were in the community for all or part of their infectious period. Some 63 people are in hospital with COVID-19 in the state, including 18 in intensive care with 4 on ventilators. Almost 680 COVID-19 cases have been recorded in the latest outbreak, but Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's not yet willing to concede that lockdown will need to last at least another 3 to 4 weeks.
That depends on how quickly our community responds to those cases that are infectious in the community. It's really up to us, and the health expert advice will be based on what those numbers look like, and I can't be clearer than that. So at the moment, yesterday we had 34 cases at least where people were infectious, we understand, for the entire duration of their illness. Now that's the number we need to get as close to zero as possible.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales government is making the AstraZeneca jab available to all people aged over 40 at the state's mass vaccination clinics. All pharmacies in the state will also be able to administer the AstraZeneca shot to over 40s. And a new mass vaccination hub will be established at Fairfield in southwest Sydney, where local COVID transmission is of significant concern. Health authorities say a removalist infected with COVID-19 travelled through Victoria and South Australia before testing positive in New South Wales. New South Wales Health alerted its Victorian counterparts late last night to the man who was infectious during his travels for work. The man stayed overnight in Victoria on the 8th of July, then drove to South Australia before returning to New South Wales. Health Minister Martin Foley says his department is in contact with New South Wales authorities to get the full details of the Sydney man's movements.
There will be undoubtedly both exposure sites and quarantining to result from that. And that's because we know that this particular Delta virus moves incredibly fast and is highly infectious. So once we get that information from New South Wales, once we get that detailed information from the gentleman, we will be clearly sharing that with the Victorian community.
It comes as Victoria recorded its 12th day without any locally acquired COVID-19 cases, and the state shut its border to New South Wales and the ACT. Let's go overseas now, and thousands of Cubans have taken part in the country's largest anti-government protests in decades. The rallies started spontaneously in several cities as Cuba endures its worst economic crisis in 30 years, with chronic shortages of electricity and food. The protests are calling for President Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down, expressing frustration over pandemic restrictions, the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations, and what they say is government neglect. Police reportedly used tear gas to disperse crowds in Havana, and at least 10 people were arrested, while officers used plastic pipes to beat protesters. Let's go to sport now, and England's Football Association has released a statement condemning online racist abuse of players following the team's penalty shootout loss to Italy in the European Championship League. The sides drew 1-1 after extra time, and Italy won the shootout 3-2 with England players Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho and Bukayo Saka, who are all black, missing spot kicks. An FA spokesperson says it's appalled by the racism aimed at some England players on social media and will do all it can to support those affected. It's also calling for the toughest punishments possible for those responsible for the abuse. Let's see what the weather's doing for you tomorrow across the nation. In Perth, a couple of showers, 19 degrees, much the same for Adelaide where it'll be 16. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, a top of 15 for you, much the same for Hobart, 14. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 13, mostly sunny in Wollongong, 20 degrees. Fine weather in Sydney as well, 19. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 20. Much the same for Brisbane, 22 degrees for you. Possible shower in Cairns, 26, and fine weather in the top end, 33 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you haven't done so already, don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for more analysis of the day in news as well as special features.